The radio.
Of course, that's where I am at this point. How did you make the transition from radio to acting?
Well, it's just the other way around, Mark. I started out as an actor.
Oh, you went to radio. Okay.
I had 5 intensive years in dramatic training at the Randall School of Fine Arts and American Theater with all the classics and whatnot. I am basically an actor, but I found that I had a funny bone and the ability to make people laugh, and also the ability to mimic and have a fairly decent speaking voice, which I cultivated. I gravitated into radio on weekends while I was attending the Randall School of Fine Arts in Hartford, Connecticut. I would do newscasts there. It was WCCC, a Hotel Bond, Hartford, Connecticut. I used to say, this is a funny little anecdote you might get a kick out of. I mentioned it before, but it probably bears repeating, because if I don't say it, it'll be quiet for a few seconds.
We don't like dead air, do we?
You don't want dead air.
No.
You're living a life of Rodney Dangerfield all the time.
That's right.
Silence is not golden.
Not in radio. Not in radio. But you know something? Wait, you want to give your anecdote now? Oh, you already did.
Not necessarily.
Okay, because
you have another question?
We had thousands of people waiting here.
Do people phone in?
Well, people have been phoning in, but we've had problems with our phones here. So if they call up, you wouldn't be able to hear them. So what's going on is they're calling in questions, and I'm asking them to you now.
Oh, are you? Okay.
Yeah. So that's what we've
been doing. Well, I'll talk. You pick up a few questions. I'll tell the anecdote. You get to the phone.
Well, that question I just asked you about radio was actually asked by a listener. Someone said that Wolfman Jack said that radio is the creative theater of the mind, and they wanted to know how radio was how it was connected to acting for you.
Well, I think he meant, of course, he was I'm sure referring to the early radio dramas where the mind would be titillated by what you hear the actress say on radio,
mm-hmm.
and in soap operas and whatnot. He certainly can't be referring to a disc jockey or someone who is reading the news.
Well, Ted, it's about time. We have to wrap this excitement up. And I really was pleased to speak with you today. And,
Mark, it's a pleasure.
And I hope that you enjoy yourself in Boston on February 14th and that you get a lot of response on it. And,
send out a call to my 296 engineer combat buddies up there in the Boston area.
Okay.
Tell them I'll be coming around. One specifically is John Ruggiero, if you're listening.
John
Ruggiero. I'm coming
Ruggiero.
To get you.
Okay. Well, I hope that the thing works out, and I hope that everybody listening does go visit a veteran that would like some company.
Thank you, Mark.
And Ted, I hope that life treats you as well as it already has in the future, and stay healthy.
Thank you.
Take care.